to all morning through noon and into the night. We're live from Cowboys training camp, beginning in 21 days. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:15 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And you're listening to The Hardline. We are out here at Delta Wireless Solutions, which is an authorized representative of Nextel, in Roanoke today. Main and 377 is where you can find us. We're kind of catty-cornered from Home Depot. We have a Walmart close by. So everything is burgeoning out here in Roanoke today, as well as Nextel. We have passes to see War of the Worlds and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, or Mr. and Mrs. Smith at any Cinemark theater. We also have tickets for next November's Nextel Cup race, which you could possibly check out. And also free Coca-Cola Zero as well, in addition to a couple of very, very attractive ticket chicks on hand for you to look at. See if you can get them interested in talking to you. Well, we had a real point of controversy, a real flashpoint on the presentation Friday when somebody amongst the crew showed up with a very highly altered hairstyle. Now, this was not me. Was it you, Grego?
Was
you do
not me.
To your hair?
Was not me. Don't have much hair to do anything with, but it wasn't me.
Danny? Did you do anything different?
My hair
yours?
Always looks like crap. No.
Kevin?
No.
Did you go
me.
For the burr or anything?
No, nothing like that.
Justin?
I wear a hat all the time. You probably would never notice if I did.
You come to think of it, you do.
And it wasn't you, right?
Wasn't me.
No, it was not me. How about you, Cobra?
Yeah, it was me.
Well.
Snake.
Cobra. Tell everybody what you did. Let's reset a little bit. You tell everybody exactly
Friday,
what you thought would be a good idea.
Friday around 1 o'clock or so, before I was supposed to be at work at 1:30, I got the scissors out because I saw a chunk of hair that I didn't like, and I was going to just cut it off myself.
No, it wasn't a chunk.
Well, it was a sprig.
Okay, there's a difference between a sprig and a chunk.
Well, I ended up cutting a chunk out instead of a sprig as my... What do you call those general contracting scissors? I cut off a big
you
chunk.
You call them manila paper shears.
Yeah.
All-purpose scissors.
You call them art class scissors.
And then I tried to even it out on the other side because it needed evening out, and it just went from there. And I ended up taking all my clothes off, standing in front of a mirror, cutting I swear, 2 inches of length off my entire head. I'm nude. I mean, everywhere.
So what was I would have given anything to have some video.
And it was panic because I knew I had to go to work and I didn't have a lot of time to do it. And I mean, I was just cutting. I never cut hair. I was just cutting, grabbing hair
problem.
And cutting.
So bottom line is, you made a mess of yourself, didn't you?
Horrible mess.
And see, that's the problem. You've never cut hair, but you think you can do it.
No, I knew I couldn't. But when I started, I was like, how hard can this be? It's hair.
I don't get it, because when you first screwed it up, you should have stopped right then and go, okay, I screwed this side up, but I'm not going to mess any more up.
You know what, though? That's what anybody would have done.
Yeah, probably.
Everybody
right.
thinks that, you know, once you screw up one side, well, if I just even it up on this other side, it won't look so bad.
Then you'll cut off too much on that side. Then you got to go back to the other one.
Well, I realized when I cut off...
Next thing you know, you've created the peninsula of Florida.
That's what happened. I cut off the other side, and I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. And that's when I really had to go to town.
So he shows up at the radio station with chunks out of his hair everywhere. The back of it just looked absurd.
You know, I figured out who he looked like. Did you ever see the Leave It to Beaver when Beaver cut his own hair? That's who he looked like.
I think Kevin Scott described it best when he said he looked like Beavis and Butthead when they tried to cut off hair off their head and glue it to their face to make beards.
Well, they could have a cool beard.
Kevin Scott.
So
what did your wife say when you went home that night? She got a look at it.
She just said, you look like an idiot. Why'd you do that?
What did the bathroom look like? Did she leave it for you, I hope?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I had to clean it up. Yeah, and it took me a while to clean it up. It was all in the shower because I had to get in there and rinse off my nude hair body. You know?
Yuck.
Yeah, it was really gross. It was all over the walls. It was
right
everywhere.
On the walls?
Of the shower, yeah.
What'd you do, get in there and fling it?
I guess it just shot all over the place. I don't know.
Pull that.
It was just everywhere. It was a total disaster. So,
all right, so what happened after that? What happened Saturday?
So Saturday I wake up. I got to work from 8 to noon. I did the T-Box and then the rant. And in the middle of the T-Box, I called Avalon Salon, where I go get my hair cut, and just said, hey, I need some help. I screwed up. I tried to cut my own hair. So.
And how was that notion received down there?
They just laughed. They completely laughed.
Well,
so the girl I normally use was all booked up, and so I just took anyone. They just said, we got an opening if you want it. And I was like, all right.
The funny thing is, coincidentally, my wife was at Avalon, I believe, when you made that phone call. And she was, you know, getting whatever color or something. Mm-hmm. And the girl
that
does...
Did she go maroon this time, or is she sticking to lime green these days, or what?
It's all kinds of different colors. Looks like a calico cat. But she told Dee Dee that she outed you to Dee Dee, the girl that normally cuts your hair, and uh-huh. said, you know
is
what?
Is that the girl with the big jugs?
They all have big jugs there, correct?
Oh, okay.
And she told Dee Dee...
Not more so than her, though.
...that Corby cut his own hair, or tried to. And she just dropped what she was doing, and she's like, what? She was mad.
You know, I imagine they would look at that as a personal affront.
It is. And she goes, let me guess. I bet he probably tried to do it with some scissors that had an orange handle on them.
Is that right? Do they have an orange handle on them?
They were yellow.
So they're just some cheap, unsharpened sewing scissors are what you use.
Yeah, they're huge.
Do you know that barber scissors, like the good ones that are really sharp, do you know those cost like $100?
Oh, a lot more than $100. I mean, the good ones cost $500.
No.
Yes,
scissors?
Really, they are very, very expensive.
I used to have a girlfriend that was a hairdresser.
$500, Greggo.
Yes. Like a low-end pair will cost you $100. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, and a high-end will cost you about $5.
Because when my wife cuts my hair sometimes, that topic's come up. I was like, how much are those scissors? She goes, I think those are like $450.
Good God. Well, anyway, I went in there at like 12:30, and my wife called, and she's like, what are you going to do? I go, well, I don't know. I'm just going to go get it cut, I guess. And she goes, well, look. She goes, I got a picture out of this magazine. I want you to go get it cut like this guy. And it was a picture
she
of...
She gave you Fabio?
It was a picture of me from Modern Luxury Dallas.
It was a picture of...
of Big Red.
Of the drummer for the Strokes. Or I think he's a drummer. The guy that dates Drew Barrymore, Fab Moreno or Morales or whatever he is, whatever his name is.
He's got long hair.
No, he doesn't.
No.
And it's kind of a buzz cut. And I was like, you want this? And she was like, well, you know, anything's better than what you got. So I get there and I go get the picture of the guy. And the lady goes,
well, that's very girl-like, taking a picture in there and say, hey, I want to look like this.
Hey, how about this?
That's very girl-like.
I did it in 1983 with an Eddie Van Halen picture, and I left with a big blonde perm.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
So,
boy, I'd love to see a picture of that.
I've got it.
I go, can you do this? And she goes, well, yeah. I mean, all you got to do is get the clippers out and shave your head. That's what this is. I'm like, okay. And she goes, I can clean this up, what you have right now. And you can make it look like a normal, just a short haircut, shorter version of what you have now. And you'll still have some length to it. And I was like, you know what? Just go for it, man. Just take it all off. She's like, you're sure? I'm like, yeah. So she gets the clippers out
and the first thing I see today, I'm about to get on the elevator to go upstairs, and in walks the snake looking like one of those chimps down at the Dallas Zoo.
I thought he looked like a Hitler youth.
So it's shaved, baby. Not all the way. It's about a...
About a three guard?
Yeah, what
maybe
is that?
Four.
An eighth of an inch or something off my head?
Come on, man. Go for the number one.
It looks very Chia Pet-like.
Yeah.
Let's get the number one going. Let's get this post-charity challenge look going once again.
No, I like this link. I'm comfortable with this link.
I hate this look on you.
makes
me blow. You don't have to blow dry it now.
I've never blow dried my hair in my life, ever.
It's very rodent.
You know what it is?
Like.
It's a hot comb.
It's very pelt.
It's indefinable because when you see somebody with that haircut, you don't know if they're a rugby player or in a band or.
Just got out of jail.
Yeah, you don't know. It's like,
right.
What is that haircut?
Right.
It's maddening.
It's very quirky too.
But, you know, to me, it doesn't look horrible. It just looks like, because I got a kind of a round head. I don't have, like, a bean head. So
tell you what, it's going to look real good in a few weeks with a big old mustache.
Yeah, that'll look odd. That'll look really odd.
Boy, if I was you, I would stay east of Oak Lawn.
And you know what I think I'm doing, too? I think I'm going to grow a beard out. While I have this.
You're going to look like G.I. Joe.
with hair. The G.I. Joe.
Remember the G.I. Joes that had real hair?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to look like.
Yeah, I think I'm going to grow a little beard.
I guarantee if you have to grow a mustache and you've got that short hair, man, you are going to look so village people.
Yeah, I just saw Freddie Mercury up there on VH1.
The gay guys are going to be fighting over you.
That's cool. I need some love.
You better wear Kevlar underpants.
You better wear a reverse chastity belt.
But I know Mike likes this because he likes to run his fingers through it.
That's because it's so pelt-like.
I know, it is.
It's like a wolverine.
Oh, yeah, yes. It is. It's like
so
a,
thick.
It's like a beaver or a wolverine or a ferret or something.
My dachshunds have softer hair than that.
Giant
you have
beaver.
The thickest hair.
I know. It's out of control how thick
huge
my hair is.
Huge beaver.
Right. Tom.
Well, you look ridiculous.
Thank you.
I think it looks good. I like that haircut on him.
You've outdone yourself once again.
Hey, you!
What I want to know now, though, is what is it going to take to get the photo of blonde perm Danny up here?
Surely there's no photos of that.
He said there was.
You know what? There's photos of it grown out after about 8 or 9 months. And it looks really bad. But yeah, I took a picture of Eddie Van Halen to the local beautician in Knox City, thinking that she was going to be able to pull off a cool razor shag, and she gives me a perm and puts blonde streaks in it. It'll look nothing like Eddie Van Halen.
Mm. How'd that work
awful.
Out for you?
Awful.
Did it pull any women for you?
No.
You aren't happy with that?
No.
How old were you, like 14?
No, I was older than that. I was old enough to know better. I was probably like 16 or 17.
Mm.
I think I was a junior.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
I'll get it up here. It's you know what? My senior picture, it's got the remnants of it. I'll bring it up here one day.
You promise?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
In my rat shirt.
I think we would be most interested in seeing that, would we not?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
All right, Snake, well, stick with it, man. Happy haircut. Don't let them talk you out of it.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to keep this link for a while.
Snake.
All right, it is 4:28 here on the ticket.